We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Yeah, and I do go to therapy. Mm-hmm. And I told, you know, my therapist that I'm feeling just jaded by life. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, what can I do to mm-hmm. just kind of feel better? And she said, put it in a song. Put everything you feel in a song.
Really?
And it's like, you know, maybe like a 10 to 20 second thing.
Okay. Do you have it for us?
But, yeah. So I would like to say this. She said, say it out loud.
Okay.
You know, perform it. And after that, it'll wash away.
It's gone.
Yes.
So you chose Davi's World for the place.
I did.
To
and it's like 10 to 20
it.
Seconds. So
take your time. No, this is great. Do you need anything from us? Any music?
Absolutely not.
Nothing. Okay.
So I've thought of all the lyrics are original, the melody's original.
Okay, great.
So here we go, guys. You ready?
Yep.
Okay. There's a place in time and space called Planet Earth. What a joke. The government don't tell us shit. And that's some bullshit. If you ask me, we all live in a capitalist machine. They crush our tiny dreams and pump us full of cream. We all live in a capitalist machine. They crush our tiny
Eldis,
dreams
stop laughing,
and pump
please.
Us full of cream.
Eldis, come on.
So, yeah, dude, Jesus.
I'm sorry, George.
It's all right,
Eldis was
man.
Laughing.
But did you guys hear it, though, at least?
I missed it because Eldis was laughing. Could you do it one more time?
Yeah, absolutely, man. So, like I said.
And Eldis, please.
That's please. My bad. That's my bad.
It's all right. Here we go. There's a place in time and space called Planet Earth. What a joke. The government don't tell us shit.
Wow.
And that's some bullshit. Mm-hmm. If you ask me, we all live in a capitalist machine. They crush our tiny dreams and pump us full of cream. We all live in a capitalist machine. They crush our tiny dreams and pump us full of cream.
Wow.
So there you go, man.
That's fucking incredible.
And it does feel better.
Do you feel better?
I do. I really do, man.
That's awesome.
I do feel a lot better. So that was good. That was good.
That is really good, man.
Thanks, dude.
And it feels good. I wasn't even a part of that, but just hearing it felt good to have those.
That's awesome.
Hey, did you share that with your therapist yet or no?
I have not. And maybe I won't now because, you know, now that I did it and it's out in the world, maybe I don't have to.
You don't have to.
And I can just tell her I did it. I did what you said, and I feel good. So
that's awesome.
But we'll see.
That was a catchy tune, too.
Thanks, man.
I
thought of it.
How did that come to you?
I just thought of it, man.
That was awesome.
I have no idea. I swear to God, I have no idea how I came up with it.
That was fucking awesome.
Thanks, man. Are you mocking me? I can't even tell.
No, that was awesome.
Okay. Thank you.
Beautiful stuff. and you know, it's important to kind of get that stuff out. Because you don't want to eat away at you.
Exactly, man. I don't want to resort to being a bad boy, you know?
And have you had any other signs that it might be the devil instead of God leading you or anything like that?
I don't know, man. I mean, there are some things where I feel like God has really helped me. Like, you know, when I was younger, I'm Greektown Dundalk, you know, it was just kind of customary to buy pills off the street and crush them and snort them. And I don't do that anymore. And look at all the people overdosing on fentanyl.
That's true.
So maybe God loves me for that because I did buy numerous of those pills.
You did miss out on that. You did. Your pill consumption days were right before fentanyl.
It really was.
And so even a couple years later, you're looking tough.
Yeah, and even God, you know, maybe God gave me that little halfway addiction because my parents didn't believe in, you know, medicine and therapy back then. And I was depressed. And so I would go to my friend. Oh, man, I feel bad, dude. And
he goes, so like, anything we can do?
Sounds like you need a Xanax, man. I'd be, oh, I'd love to, but I heard them scripts is hard to get. Oh, no, what's his name? Down Armstead Gardens by the 7-Eleven got him. We can go right now. And I'll go, oh, for real? Okay, so we would drive down there.
Yeah.
Right on Pulaski Highway. I'd get me a little bag.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but then he'd run out. Or he'd be, you know, hard to him for sure, for him to get Xanax. A week or two, I'd go, man, I feel like shit again. And I'd go, ah, what's his name? Don't got him, but... What's his name over down Highlandtown got perk 30s.
Okay, not quite as annex.
And then I'd go, well, okay, and snort that.
And how were you getting money for these pills?
I did work at Panera Bread for a little bit.